Good evening. The Rude Manufacturing Company specializes in hot water. Many people who live in cities and towns, and even some who live on farms, turn on the water tap dozens of times a day and expect as a matter of course that hot water will come out of it. They almost forget that down in their basement is a contrivance that quietly, day in and day out, year after year, goes about the job of heating the water which comes in from the pump or water main. The story behind that contrivance is a fascinating one, and the business of making water heaters is a big business. The men who pioneered in the invention and manufacture of gas water heaters were both born in Europe. One of these was Herbert S. Humphrey, a native of England. He invented the Humphrey automatic gas water heater and set up a factory in Kalamazoo to manufacture that heater. The other man was Edwin Rude, after whom the present Rude Manufacturing Company was named. Rude was born in Norway back in the year 1854. He early demonstrated a mechanical turn of mind, and after the usual primary education, he attended a government technical school. At the age of 22, he received a diploma as mechanical engineer from this institution. After 4 years' experience in an engineering office in his native land, and also in a machine shop in Sweden, Rude came to America. That was quite the thing for an ambitious young European to do in those days. Immigration to America was at a high point. America was the land of opportunity. Well, young Rude took his first job as a machinist in Philadelphia, for he wanted first to gain a practical knowledge of American engineering and shop methods. In 1882, this young Norwegian took a job with the Pennsylvania Railroad. After 3 years, he went to the Reading Iron Works. During these years, he did all sorts of work, from drafting room to machine shop. In 1887, Rude's big chance came when he became associated with the Westinghouse Enterprises. Now, at that time, George Westinghouse was at the height of his productive career. He had a great many irons in the fire, and several industries had been established in his name. He is, of course, remembered chiefly for the air brake, but that was just one of many inventions and devices which he perfected. Edwin Rude soon became personally associated with Westinghouse. The two collaborated to produce a variety of gas-consuming appliances for the home and factory. At that time, natural gas was becoming available to city dwellers, and there was a big backlog of artificial gas. Ranges, automatic water distillers, room heaters, and many industrial devices were devised by Westinghouse and Rude. The first automatic gas water heater was manufactured in 1888. First patents were issued in 1890. Rude traveled with Westinghouse in Europe in search for new ideas. They were close companions. The two met some of Europe's outstanding engineers, including Rudolf Diesel, inventor of the famous diesel engine. Upon their return to America, Westinghouse became interested in so many projects that he no longer paid much attention to gas water heaters. Then Rude offered to buy back the patents which had been taken out in his name and assigned to Westinghouse. The latter agreed, and his friendship with Rude is indicated by the fact that he sold the patent rights for just what they had cost him to get them, $380. Rude then teamed up with a prosperous and progressive Pittsburgh plumber named James Hay, and the two started out to make water heaters. In 1897, the enterprise was incorporated as the Rude Manufacturing Company. Progress at first was slow. Sale of Rude's heater was confined for some years to the natural gas region, western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. Beginning about 1902, Rude began to adapt his heater to the use of manufactured gas. Many other improvements were made. Meanwhile, Herbert Humphrey had established in Kalamazoo a sizable factory for the manufacture of his gas water heater. Humphrey heaters were well known in the Middle West. Then, in the year 1912, the two companies merged. For a while, both Humphrey and Rude heaters were made by the company. But finally, the Humphrey line was abandoned, and thereafter just one brand was made, the Rude heater. The Rude Manufacturing Company now has 6 plants altogether. Plants 1 and 2 are here in Kalamazoo. Plant number 1 is the main plant, housing the offices, the laboratory, the engineering staff, the steel room, the tool room, parts room, and many machine tools, also the assembly line and the shipping platform. Plant number 2 makes the tanks for these heaters. Together, these two comprise the largest factory in the world devoted exclusively to the manufacture of automatic type gas water heaters. Plant number 3 is located at Santa Cruz, California, and that plant makes heaters for the West Coast. Many of the parts, however, which are used in this plant are made here in Kalamazoo and shipped to California. Plant number 4 is up in Toronto, Canada, and that plant operates to supply the Canadian market. Plant number 5 is in Pittsburgh. Some of the offices are located there, and that plant specializes in repairs and in the supplying of parts. Finally, there is Rood's affiliated English company, the Cirque Radiators Incorporated of Birmingham. The English market, incidentally, demands a different type of heater, which heats only a small amount of water. Now I'd like to introduce to our listeners one of the members of the Rood organization here in Kalamazoo. He's Mr. Ray Johnson. Mr. Johnson, what is your job out at Rood's?
I'm an assembler. I put together the thermostats, cutoffs, and other automatic controls used on the water heater.
I believe that Rood makes a number of different kinds of water heaters.
Yes, we do. But the most popular type now is the automatic storage water heater for residential use. That's the one which heats the water in a tank insulated with glass fiber, so that the user constantly has on hand a storage tank full of hot water.
Well, what's another type, Mr. Johnson?
Well, we make the molar coil heater, in which the water is heated as it circulates through a series of coils before entering a separate insulated storage tank and is designed for commercial and industrial uses. Then there is the instantaneous or continuous flow water heater, so called because it heats the water instantly and continues to do so as long as the faucet is open.
Now, why is it, Mr. Johnson, that the automatic storage type has become more popular for residential use?
Because they are less expensive, because they satisfy the needs of the average home, and because they are made in great quantity.
Well, now, do you still make any of the non-automatic kind, the kind you have to go down cellar and light every time you want hot water?
Oh, yes. We still make those.
There are, of course, different sizes and types of these heaters, depending on the amount of hot water required.
Yes, and we have different series, representing different needs.
Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson. Now I want to turn to another Rood Company man. He's Mr. John Lyle. Just what is your job, Mr. Lyle?
I am Assistant Chief Engineer.
Mr. Lyle, I'd like to ask you to tell our listeners about the Monell tank which you use in some of your heaters.
Well, Mr. Dunbar, Monell is an alloy of nickel and copper, mostly nickel. We get it from the International Nickel Company, who get it from a deposit of natural alloy in Canada. It is shipped to Huntington, West Virginia, where impurities are removed and more nickel is added to make a special alloy. You know, Rood is the only company making gas water heaters with tanks of Monell.
Well, that's a very interesting distinction. What is the advantage of this Monell metal over steel?
The main advantage is that it will not corrode or rust. In some cities, the nature of the water supply makes corrosion occur in a very short time. And in such places, the Monell tank is, of course, extremely valuable. The Rood Company has spent many years on experiments to solve the corrosion problem. We tried stainless steel, electroplating, plastic linings, and many other devices and materials, but we have found the best answer to be in Monell.
You still make the steel tanks, though.
Yes, in many places, corrosion is not a problem.
Well, is corrosion or rust a problem here in Kalamazoo with our water supply?
No. In Kalamazoo here, we have a very non-aggressive water, which does not attack steel tanks.
Non-aggressive, you mean that it doesn't rust?
It does not attack the galvanizing coating on the iron tanks.
And how about the rest of Michigan?
Well, in some places, namely the Bay City and Saginaw area, the water is aggressive and does attack steel tanks. Here, Monell has met with some success.
I see. Are there any particular problems connected with Monell tanks?
The biggest one is the problem of welding. Rood spent $500,000 learning how to solve this problem. Now we have it licked, and the Monell tank will shortly be in production.
When I was out at Rood's, I was quite impressed with your laboratory. I suppose you constantly are testing different kinds of water heaters.
Yes, indeed. We use great care to see that every water heater is in perfect shape when it leaves the factory. I'd like to say that all our heaters include an automatic gas cutoff. If for any reason the pilot flame is extinguished, the flow of all gas is cut off. Thus, it is literally impossible for any gas to escape in the event the pilot flame goes out.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lyle. Now I'd like to tell our listeners a bit about my visit to the Rood plants here in Kalamazoo. The plants are out on Factory Street, and it's a mighty busy place out there. A lot of machinery and equipment is new. Formerly, Rood bought all its steel tanks elsewhere, but now some of these tanks are to be made here, as well as Monell tanks. Overhead conveyor systems are being installed at present. All the parts will flow to an assembly line which will make production on a quantity basis possible. A single 8-hour shift will be able to turn out as many as 1,000 heaters a day. Between 400 and 500 workers will be employed when the production gets going the middle of next month. There'll be a lot of good jobs out there at Rood. Of course, the vast majority of these heaters will be for residential use. Sales of automatic type gas water heaters passed the million mark in 1946 for the first time. A big future for the industry is foreseen. Rood has a lot of competitors. Last year, there were 146 different concerns which made gas water heaters. But the market is very large. Every home needs hot water, and automatic storage type heaters are becoming the thing. Now, aside from home use, water heaters are needed for a great many different purposes. Restaurants and hotels are big users, and of course, they require special kinds of heaters. The use of really hot water, 180 degrees, by restaurants is a good safeguard against the spread of disease. Wash racks for washing automobiles require hot water. Water towers for railroads include water heating equipment to prevent freezing. Sprinkling towers supplying industrial sprinkling systems for the control of fire must be heated in order to make possible a flow of water in the wintertime. Sewage disposal plants require hot water. Turkey raisers use hot water to heat the floors of brooder houses. Hot water is used to heat sidewalks and driveways so that snow will melt. Water heaters are required to regulate the temperature of water in the tanks in aquariums where tropical fish are kept. These are just a few of the great many uses of hot water. Rood has also adapted their heater to make possible the use of Rood water heaters in country homes where the so-called bottled gas or liquid petroleum gas is used. Types are also made for manufactured as well as natural gas. The extension of gas mains as well as the introduction of liquid petroleum gas have helped to greatly expand the market for automatic gas water heaters. And so, the inventive capacity of a Norwegian lad and the enterprise of an Englishman have combined to bring to Kalamazoo an industry which holds a position of leadership in one of the important industries in this machine age. That's the story of the Rood Manufacturing Company.